Hello and welcome to the Weekly Brief, where we discuss recent trends in financial markets and what this means for investors. I'm Christian Cole. It's Monday, 13th of February in London. This year, we'll be running a series of episodes discussing ideas which we think remain underappreciated by investors and wider society. As investors who focus our energy on long-term structural trends, we spend a lot of time thinking about the future. Sometimes we find that important trends and developments are missed, often drowned out by the noise of the news cycle and short-term current affairs. This week, we'll be discussing what we think is a widely misunderstood and underappreciated technology which could save humanity from catastrophic climate change: nuclear power. Climate change is arguably the biggest structural trend facing the global economy today. The process of burning fossil fuels emits greenhouse gases, primarily carbon dioxide, and these are increasing the Earth's average surface temperatures. Current estimates indicate that without radical action to reduce the burning of fossil fuels, the continued emissions of greenhouse gases will cause catastrophic climate change. Today, even after decades of heavy investment in renewable energy sources, total global energy supply by wind and solar represents just 2% of total energy output. Meanwhile, fossil fuels still supply well over 80%. It is becoming increasingly clear to leading scientists and engineers involved in energy and climate change research that renewables, solar and wind, cannot solve the problem of climate change alone. Even with the forecast of aggressive expansion of renewables, the world is expected to be burning record amounts of fossil fuels well into the 2030s and maybe even into the 2040s. There is a wide gulf between what is needed to reduce global greenhouse gas emissions to tackle climate change versus what is actually happening. The world needs to cut its addiction to fossil fuels and must do it quickly. Renewable sources like wind and solar only offer part of the solution. These energy sources are greenhouse gas emission free, which is good. Today, wind and solar are, in the right locations, cost competitive too, with fossil fuels, often cheaper. The problem with renewables alone is that they are intermittent sources of energy. There isn't always sufficient wind to spin wind turbines, and the sun doesn't always shine. A modern electricity grid can have some intermittent sources of energy, but it cannot be dependent on intermittent sources. Energy storage could be part of solving this problem, but technological progress in energy storage technology has been very slow, and we are probably decades away from battery technology that can store enough energy at scale for a modern grid to rely on renewable energy sources alone. Modern electricity grids require something called baseload power to keep the lights on. Baseload power is a constant high energy source of energy into an electricity grid that meets the minimum electricity demand for the whole grid. Without baseload power, a modern electricity grid cannot function. Historically, baseload power has been provided by fossil fuels, nuclear, or in some cases, hydropower. These power plants can be kept running night and day to keep baseload power pumping into the electricity grid. The intermittency of wind and solar means they're not able to provide baseload power to a modern grid. To combat climate change, the world needs to roll out at scale a source of high energy, baseload power that emits zero greenhouse gases. Alongside renewables, this would dramatically reduce demand for fossil fuels. But without the baseload component, renewables alone will be unable to reduce demand for fossil fuels fast enough for the worst effects of climate change to be mitigated. Nuclear power is the only energy source that can provide baseload, high-capacity power into a modern electricity grid with zero greenhouse gas emissions, outside of the limited use cases for hydropower. The use of nuclear power today already avoids the emissions of 2 billion tons of greenhouse gases every year. This is because without nuclear power, coal or gas-fired power stations would have to have taken their place in providing baseload power. This avoids the equivalent of the greenhouse gas emissions from 400 million petrol-driven cars every year. Uranium, the fuel for nuclear power stations, is incredibly energy dense compared to fossil fuels. Burning 1 kilogram of coal will generate approximately 8,000 watt hours of energy. 1 kilogram of oil will generate 12,000 watt hours of energy. The fission of 1 kilogram of uranium will generate 24,000,000 watt hours of energy. Uranium has 2 million times the energy density of coal. The operating costs of a nuclear plant are also much lower than other energy sources. As a fuel, uranium is very cheap and, as mentioned, extremely energy dense. You don't need much of it to produce a lot of energy. The lifetime of a nuclear plant is very long, 60 years, and in some cases up to 90 years. And the load factor of a plant, which is the capacity, the percentage that they operate at over their lifetime, is very high at more than 90%. When these factors are taken into account, it dramatically lowers the relative lifetime costs of nuclear power versus other energy sources. Cost comparisons between energy sources often fail to include these factors, which exaggerates the relative cost benefits of renewables or fossil fuels versus nuclear. On these lifetime cost comparisons, nuclear is in many cases the most cost competitive source of energy available to electricity grids today. Now, despite the nuclear doomsday talk from many environmental activists in Europe and the US, the long-term future for nuclear power is increasingly positive, driven by emerging markets and climate change. The gap between perception and reality for the average person on climate change is dramatic, but the numbers don't lie. Germany, for example, still relies heavily on burning lignite coal, the dirtiest form of energy production available for its electricity. And this is despite spending $600 billion on renewables since 2011. Today, Germany has the highest household electricity bills in Europe, and it has still failed to cut greenhouse gas emissions, all because of a flawed decision to shut down its nuclear plants following the 2011 Fukushima accident. The reality of removing nuclear from its grid has been revealed as being flawed. The lesson from Germany is renewables on their own cannot run a clean electricity grid. And the thinking on nuclear is changing, even among environmentalists. One of the founders of Greenpeace has publicly announced his change of attitude towards nuclear. Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft, agrees, and he's investing some of his personal fortune into nuclear power to help solve climate change. Given mankind's current suite of technologies, it cannot mitigate climate change without nuclear power being a major source of future energy supply, much greater than current energy forecasts imply. As climate change moves up the political agenda in the developed world, the stark reality of the limitations of renewable energy sources will make nuclear an increasingly unavoidable part of the solution. We already have Germany's failed energy policy as a case study. Meanwhile, in emerging markets, where air pollution and demand for reliable electricity is driving massive long-term increases in demand for low pollution, reliable energy, nuclear is already a large part and an increasing part of the solution and could likely be relied on even more in the future as climate change becomes an issue those countries help to solve. For China and India in particular, who both rely on imports of oil and natural gas, nuclear offers a strategic advantage in the supply of reliable baseload power. And they are already rolling out ambitious plans for increasing their nuclear power capacity. But, we hear some of you ask, what about nuclear power's safety problem? Well, let's dig into the numbers here. If we look at the average number of human deaths that can be linked to different sources of energy production, adjusted to show the number of deaths for every terawatt hour of energy produced, including all of the deaths that have been attributed to nuclear power accidents, Chernobyl, Fukushima, etc., since the technology was invented. On this metric, nuclear is even safer than solar. In solar, there are deaths linked to installation, manufacturing solar panels, and safer than wind power, accidents linked to manufacture and again installation of turbines, which can be dangerous, especially offshore. When compared to coal, still the world's largest source of baseload power, nuclear is 2,500 times safer. Coal air pollution has killed millions of people and continues to kill tens of thousands of people every year globally from respiratory illness. Replacing all coal-fired power stations globally today with nuclear power would reduce air pollution enough and related deaths by hundreds of thousands over the next two decades. It is estimated that nuclear power has to date saved 2 million lives, people who would have died from air pollution caused by fossil fuel plants that would have been built, but weren't built because of nuclear plants. Nuclear power saves lives. But we hear some more of you ask, what about the plants themselves? Aren't they dangerous? What about Chernobyl and Fukushima? Well, let's look at this more closely together. In March 2011, one of the most powerful earthquakes ever recorded struck the east coast of Japan. The earthquake generated a tsunami that killed 15,000 people and caused hundreds of billions of dollars worth of damage. The earthquake and tsunami hit one of Japan's nuclear reactors located on the east coast of the country, Fukushima, causing a reactor meltdown. Fukushima has joined Chernobyl as a soundbite for the dangers of nuclear power. But another Japanese nuclear plant called Onagawa was located 60 kilometers closer to the epicenter of the earthquake. This plant suffered virtually no damage. The nearby town of Onagawa was destroyed by the quake and tsunami. This nuclear plant's construction standards and seawall had been upgraded, and so the plant withstood one of the most powerful earthquakes in recorded history. In fact, the local town's population were saved by the nuclear plant. They had been trained to seek refuge in the Onagawa nuclear plant during an earthquake. When the 2011 quake hit, the population of the town sought refuge in the nuclear plant and emerged untouched. Again, nuclear power saves lives. As climate change becomes an increasingly important political issue, nuclear power's zero greenhouse gas emissions, better than most people think safety record, and high energy density attributes are likely to leave decision makers with little choice other than to invest in a lot of new nuclear capacity. This creates significant upside to current industry forecasts for nuclear reactor construction over the next two decades. The rise in demand for electricity from the shift into electric cars and eventually electric heating systems for homes will further exacerbate this energy decision problem, leaving policymakers with the choice of much more fossil fuels, bad for climate change, or more nuclear, good for climate change. This technology already exists, is, in our view, heavily underappreciated, and if rolled out properly and safely, could have a dramatic effect on limiting climate change. Thanks for listening. Subscribe to the Weekly Brief on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen, and leave us a review. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
The views expressed in this podcast are those of the author at the date of publication and not necessarily those of Dominion Fund Management Limited. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice and will not be updated after publication. Images, video, quotations from literature and any such material which may be subject to copyright is reproduced in whole or in part in this podcast on the basis of fair use as applied to news reporting and journalistic comment on events.